Good morning and happy Sunday, everybody. In a very, very juicy, sweaty, hot room, right? You guys are already sweating. They've just been lying down for 5 minutes, but it's happening. Yes, Michelle? It's on. It is on. Okay. So, as always, you just go into the posture the best you can. Thanks for this temporary spirit wear, Robin. I did see it. I love it. Follow your breathing, all right? It's always going to be slightly different in your mind with your stress, whatever it is, the room environment, whether you're here or there. So if you try your best to be in the present moment with your breathing and word by word with my voice, there's no such thing as I didn't do enough. That's not a thing, okay? You don't have to even think that thought. If you do, fine, but we'll get you over it. Well, have a wonderful practice, everybody. You all look great. Let's begin pranayama, deep breathing. Feet together nicely, toes and heels touching. Interlace the fingers, touch your knuckles right underneath the chin. Make sure chin and knuckles stay together for the entire breathing exercise and stomach in the whole time as well. Concentrate forward. Let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows slowly up towards the ceiling. Keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers. Breathe in as much as you can. Now exhale, breathing, open your mouth, push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Look way back for the wall behind you, hands come together and elbows touch. Inhale, breathing, separate and lift the elbows. At the same time, bring your chin down all the way until you're looking straight ahead. Exhale, breathing, open your mouth, push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. The end of the exhale should always be stronger than the beginning, so suck in your stomach more. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, breathe in a little more, six. Exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two, three, look back, four, push the chin, five, elbows together, six. Again, please, inhale by your throat. Keep going all the way till six with the throat. Now exhale, H-A, also by the throat. Hips a little forward, suck in your stomach, elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Breathe in a little more, six. Exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two, three. Look way back, four, five. Little more stomach in, six, hold it in. Good morning, Ina. Inhale, breathing, head down. Great to see you. Suck in the stomach so that you when you inhale, the rib cage has to go somewhere. Good. Exhale, breathing, head up. You essentially direct your rib cage to expand by breathing in deeply with your stomach in. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Breathe in a little more, please. Six, hold it. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three. Push the chin, four, look way back, five, elbows together, six. Again, inhale. Try to make the sound by the throat consistent for the entire length of the inhale. Now exhale, breathing, same thing on the exhale, same steadiness, same volume of air and noise by the throat until elbows touch. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Again, please, inhale slowly. Everything synchronized, the arms, head, and the inhale all together. Exhale, breathing. Look for the wall behind you right away. The head goes slowly, but the eyes go right away back. Elbows come together. Two more in the first set, please. Inhale. Suck in your stomach, breathe in as much as you can so the rib cage expands more and even more. Good. Exhale, breathing. Lift up the center of the chest. Push your chin slowly back. Hips a little bit forward without back bending. Lift up center of the chest. Last one, please. Inhale, breathing. Suck in your stomach more. Breathe in more. Look for the rib cage to expand even more. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three. Push the chin, four, way back, five. Elbows come together, six. Change, please. Arms down to the side. Very nice start. I got you all signed in. Guys, nice and warm. Ooh, look, Wendy's sweating a little bit already. Yay. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. I'm dripping sweat just sitting here, but I did just practice a very sweaty class. So let's begin again. Inhale, breathing, elbows lift up slowly. You can blame the 8 a.m. class for this room, you guys. Breathe in as much as you can. Hold at the top. Exhale, breathing. One, chest up. Two, three. Push the chin. Four, look way back. Five, elbows come together. Six, again, inhale. Separate and lift your elbows at the same pace you bring the head down. Rib cage expanding. More good, Veronica. Exhale. Push the chin with the fingers. The chin resists the pressure from the fingers. Inhale. Now push your chin against the knuckles. Fingers resist as you bring the head down. Breathe in more and more, everybody. Full lungs. Exhale. One, look back. Two, three, way back. Four, five. Exhale completely. Six, elbows together. Inhale, head down. Pull the stomach in. Look for your rib cage to expand to both sides of the chest. Little lower chin, Tammy, hold it. Exhale, right there. Push the chin back now. Drop the shoulders. Elbows come forward towards the mirror, elbows together. Inhale, separate and lift the elbows up. Suck in your stomach. Watch your rib cage expand, especially right at the end. You should see it move a little bit. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth nice and wide. Push the chin back with the fingers. Try to keep the elbows a little bit higher. Elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, chin all the way down. One more, Tammy and Cheryl, just a little bit. Exhale, one, that's better, two, three, look way back, four, suck in your stomach, five, elbows together, six, inhale by the throat. Separate and lift the elbows up. I want you to focus on three body parts. One of them is the elbow points. See how high they are. Now, when you exhale, keep the elbows lifted. Try not to drop the arms at all. Only the shoulders drop, not the elbows. Inhale, breathing, head down, elbows up. Second body part I want you to focus on is armpits. Lift armpits and elbows up. Keep both of those body parts all the way up, and then exhale. One, look back. Two, three, without dropping. Four, elbows or armpits. Five, elbows come together. Six, two more. Inhale. Now also add center of the chest with armpits and with elbows lifting to their maximum. Leave them up there. Exhale. So when you push the head back, elbows don't really drop. Armpits do not drop. Breastbone stays lifted. Last one, please. Inhale. One, two, three. Stomach in. Four, five. All three body parts to the ceiling. Leave them up. Exhale. One, look back. Two, three, stomach in, four, contract hips and thighs, five, exhale completely, stomach in, excellent, arms down to the sides. Good morning again, my wonderful people. I'm so glad we're moving together, you guys. All right, I had a really rough morning and night just in my own mind, and I was driving here thinking, can I just sit there? I said, yeah, no, I could. The people practicing with me, they could just do it. They could lead it. It'd be fine. But then I thought, you know what? I don't want to not move the things. I already got here. I was going to be in the hot room. I did the whole class. It was fine. But you just have those moments where you're like, can I just sit? And I just had one of those moments. But then we were here, and I told them I thought I lost my mojo. But they were here waiting for me, and I got it back. So we're all here together, and it's good news. All right? Let's do half moon pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, go up, then right and left a few times. It's kind of magical, you know? I thought, I am so glad that I've got five people there waiting for me. I'm so grateful because you can have those moments, but I can't get stuck in them. I'm so glad for you guys. I'm so glad for this class. All right, come back up. Stop in the middle. Push your hips a little forward, weight to the heels, arms back and chin up. Now keep the breathing very smooth in and out by the nose, arms glued with your ears. When you inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling and go ahead to the right side. Please, at the same time, push your hips to the left. That's good, Keith. I can see the hips already moving. So as you push your hips to the left, keep the body weight to the heels, legs and hips contracted, knees do not bend. Upper body lengthen. So when you inhale, reach out to the right side of the room, squeezing hands, palms tightly together up to the wrists, and push the hands way beyond the head to the right side of the room. Now suck in your stomach, come down a little bit more, keeping maximum body weight on the heels. Left hip stays forward, so both hips are exactly in one line. Looks good, Tracy, from the side view. Both hips in one line parallel to the mirror. Now when you inhale next, bring the right shoulder, chest, armpit forward, trying to open it up and stretch it out. Take a nice inhale, squeeze hands, reach out to the right, exhale, come down, push and push, one more time, push Inhale, breathing, come up. Great start. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. As you inhale, suck in your stomach, the arms dramatically go up towards the ceiling with the rib cage. Go ahead, bend to the left. In other words, you try to touch the ceiling. But I mean everything tries to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, bend to the left. Looks good with the upper body, Marianne. Everybody now push your hips to the right side, keeping the body weight on the heels. Middle inner thighs pressing together. That's very nice form, Tiffany. Everything in one line from the side. Come down a little more to create some more stretch on the right side of the body, all over inside out bones to the skin. Keep weight on the heels, upper body back. Right hip stays forward, hips and thighs contract, just like that, Veronica. Keep that squeezing there. Then bring the left shoulder forward, opening up chest and rib cage. Now when you inhale, squeeze the hands together, Kim, all the way, palms together. Push the hands past the head. Exhale, come down, push your hips to the right. There you go. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Next is a backward bend. Everyone take a deep breath, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now immediately bring your arms back. Try to touch the wall. First you look for it. Push the chin all the way back so the head goes closer to your lower spine. Then inhale, breathing. Push the hands past the face to straighten your arms. Move the shoulders and upper back. Now take another inhale. As you exhale it, push the hips forward. Push your stomach forward, push the thighs forward with maximum body weight on the heels. Everybody go back, way back, chin back, touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing, come up. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, slowly come forward. Bend your knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you. Go as slowly as you need to, suck in your stomach, hands on the ground. Now, once you're touching the floor, a little warm up if needed, bend one knee at a time, moving the hips and pelvis, just a little warm up there. Relax the head and neck. Just let them relax completely, hanging there. All right, now exhale, breathing. Sweep your hands around behind your feet and scoop up your heels. Pinky fingers touch each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down. Stomach on the thighs. Chest on the knees. Looks good, Veronica. Flatten the upper body to the legs, everyone, and try to touch your face on the shins. Very good, Michelle. Hold it there for a moment, breathing normally. Pull on the heels. If knees and chest are not together yet, bend your knees a little bit. You can bend the knees, Kim, and bring the elbows behind your legs. Yes, yes, exactly. Hold that so that you have no gap between upper body and the legs. Now, everyone roll forward. As you exhale, you can push the knees back, but chest and knees must stay together. So bring the elbows towards the back wall, push fingers down into the floor, and press the upper body into the legs. Nice, Wendy. Bring the hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers, point your fingers out, and come up, arms and head together. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down to the side, shoulders relaxed, take a nice inhale here. Smooth exhale by the nose. Wow, that is a lot of amazing energy all in one place, in front of my face, in my vision, and around me. This is great. Let's do second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Tiffany, I like your little fireplace thing. That's so great. Everyone's hot room has all these cozy features. Take a deep breath. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, bend to the right. Push your hips to the left without bending elbows, without bending the knees. Come down all the way to where you left off in the first set, not just to try to get more flexible, my friends. Okay. No. We want to go to where we are challenged with strength and challenged with the breathing, all right? It's not supposed to be always easy breathing. You're going to go to a place in the posture where it is a little difficult. Straighten right elbow as much as you can, Tammy, like yesterday. It was so good. Keep that. Now bring the right shoulder forward, and then you learn how to breathe where formerly it was hard to breathe. Now come down and push for five, stomach in, four, three, reach out to the right, two, come down a little more, one. Inhale, breathing, come up. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. Inhale, I want hands, arms, and rib cage all to go up several inches. And then over to the left. At the same time, push your hips to the right. That's it. Keeping the body weight on the heels. Middle inner thigh, squeeze in. If you can even start to locate that body part now, Kevin, which I think you probably already are, but those upper inner thighs, back of the upper thighs, front of the thighs, are all part of locking the legs. Push your hips to the right side, suck in your stomach. Now, just a little bit of breastbone up, Resham. Lift up breastbone right there. Now stay there, keep the chin up, arms back. Everyone come down, good view from the side, Cassandra, come down, push, suck in your stomach, push, nice straight line, push. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, now take a deep breath into both sides, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the wall behind you. Now immediately, arms go back, first towards your ears, then push your hands towards what you're looking at. For 10 counts, breathing smoothly, 9. Squeeze hands, 8. Straighten the elbows, 7. By pushing the hands past the face, 6. Take a deep breath, 5. 4. Exhale, breathing, 3. Push hips forward, 2. A little bit more thighs forward, 1. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Now, try to touch the ceiling. Take your time to put your hands on the floor, but I want you to try to touch the wall that's in front of you as far as possible on your way down. It's so good for your upper back. It's like a total party for your upper spine. Your mind might not love it, but upper back loves it. Go ahead, grab the heels from behind. Oh, I have a question for you all. Go ahead, pull on the heels, stretch your upper body down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs, below the knees. Pull continuously, creating a stretch all over underneath the backside of the body, coccyx to the forehead, coccyx to the toes. That's great, Kim. Just in your mind, the only things that you would add is elbows towards the back wall, any amount, and face closer to the legs. That's perfect. So you kind of have a flattened body to the legs, right? Pull on the heels. That's good, Tracy. Push the knees back. Try to lock the legs. 3, hold it here. 2, 1. All right, try to keep the face on the shins. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace fingers and come up, arms and head together. Take a nice deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Exhale, arms down to the side. My question is for you, when you leave the present moment, where do you go? And I'm not asking you to not go there. Let me be very clear. I'm not asking you to not go there. It's just the question, where do you go? I go places, you go places, we all go places. Can we just observe that? All right, awkward posture. I'll put it on the yoga homework forum online. All right, we can have a nice discussion. Feet parallel to each other. Some of it might be too personal. Some of it might be very, very helpful to share. Arms up parallel to the floor, everybody. Tricep muscles contracted. Now take a deep breath, exhale, breathing, suck in your stomach. Sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. But even if you go to a very detailed personal place, you don't even have to necessarily share that as long as you know. And then it's just a general thing like, oh, I try to solve a problem about a person in my life. I mean, that's a place we might go. Suck in your stomach, keep the toes flat, but weight on the heels. Now lift up the chest, lean your upper body back, try to fall down backwards. Looks very nice in here. Inhale, breathing, come up, second part. Go all the way up on the tiptoes. Maximum, as high as you go. Suck in your stomach. Stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Focus one point in front of you. Please sit right down on the tops of the toes. Push the big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. So you sit right down, thighs immediately parallel to the floor. Sit down more. If the legs aren't shaking yet, I want you to drop the hips more. That's good, Amy. Hips forward, lean back. One more inch. Upper body stretches straight up to the ceiling. That's it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice one, Amy. Feet flat. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Now when you inhale, center of the chest slides up, suck in the stomach, and then you can sit down, holding abdomen in. That looks good, Keith. I can believe it. I'm so amazed. Abdominal wall is so different. Sit all the way down, all the way down, until your hips are just above the heels one day. Arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor. That's a great one, Tracy. When you inhale, try to pull the stomach in and breathe more into the rib cage. Yes, like that, like pranayama, deep breathing. Exactly. Now keeping the knees together, inhale, slowly come up, leaning still against the imaginary wall until you're standing again. Right foot back to the left, arms down to the sides. Breathe in fully. Exhale smoothly. Let everything settle. All right. Second set, right foot step out 6 inches, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor, tricep muscles contracted. Take a deep breath. As you exhale, suck in your stomach. Go ahead, sit down, feet flat position. Get your hips behind you as far as they'll go, thighs parallel to the floor. That's it. Keep the chin up, level to the floor, not lifted, not dropped. Can you get your hips behind you anymore? In other words, stick your butt out. Now lift up the chest, and try to bring the rib cage over the hips where you put them all the way back there. Good, inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay there. Now all the way up on the tiptoes, please, maximum. 6 inches, think about they probably make them, 6-inch heels, way, way up there. Now suck in your stomach, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Go ahead, sit right down on the tops of the toes, just 10 counts. 9, heels up, 8, suck in your stomach, 7, push ankles forward, 6, 5, heels up more, 4, lean back, raise them a little bit, 3, heels up, knees up, 2, that's it, Tiffany, sit down one more, 1, inhale, breathing, come up, nice, everything, you guys, feet flat, now come up just a little bit on your toes, squeeze the knees together. As you're inhaling, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling, sit down very slowly, without leaning forward or backward. It will, when you do this, force a little more strength to build in the lower abdominal muscles very deeply. There are hip flexors in there too, and the thigh muscles where hip flexors connect. It's all in there, guys, bones to the skin. Now push the knees down and forward a little bit, chest lifting up. See what happens when you come up without leaning forward. Those muscles will start to wake up. Come up, squeezing knees together, keeping upper body back. All the way up. Great. Right foot to the left, arms down to the side. I had to half sit down after almost every standing posture today, just for the record for you all. Okay? Just want you to know that's a thing. I had to lean down a bunch. I only sat down in triangle. I was like half sitting for a lot of it. So please do it, okay, if you need it. Eagle posture is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down so the fingertips go below the nose, and please sit down all the way. Suck in your stomach. Keep it in. Weight to the heels, upper body back. That's it. Now lift your right leg as high as it goes over the left. Cross your legs each other. Twist like ropes. Put the right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible from the front. Pull the elbows down. Sit down. If you wobble a little bit, upper body back, stomach in, squeeze legs together a little bit more. So you stabilize yourself with your muscle strength. Pull the elbows straight down, lift your chest up, upper body back at the end. Stand up, please, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face, thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull the elbows down towards the belly button, please, and sit down in the chair. Weight on the heels, upper body lifted still. Stay down there. Now left leg lift up as high as it will go over the right. Try to create pressure between the thighs and put the foot behind the calf muscle. All 5 toes visible from the front. Very nice alignment, Tiffany. You got it. As you sit down more, everyone, keep the weight back to the heel. Looks good, Jim. If nothing is hurting joint-wise, sit down a little lower. It's okay if you wobble or fall out, because as you try that, you'll start to catch yourself and you'll figure out how to get stronger. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Get your best grip. Whatever it is right now, pull the elbows down. Sit down in the chair. Weight on the heels. Get your hips as far as you can in the chair, just like first part of awkward posture. Now lift the right leg up. Create pressure between the thighs, bones to the skin. It's as if someone else were squeezing your thighs, massaging them, but you are doing it. You're massaging one thigh with the other thigh and that thigh with the other thigh. It is so cool. Massaging arms and chest with each other. Pull the elbows down, lift your chest up, upper body back at the end. Excellent. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Go ahead, sit down in the chair. Weight on the heels. Keep the chest lifted. Focus one point in front of you, left leg lift up over the right. That's a good start, Natalie. Yep, and sit down a little more. I want the hips to go towards the wall behind you, so the knees do not go towards the wall in front of you. I want the knees to go away from the wall in front of you as you sit down more, not towards it. This will get the weight to the heel. It will help you use the strength of the posture. Pull the elbows down, wrists a little straighter, upper body back at the end. Looks good alignment, Keith. Inhale, come up, everyone. Feet together, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. All right, party time. Am I overloading the mic at all? I'm kind of like energized from having practiced. It's okay? Okay, Kevin's giving me a thumbs up. After I practice, my lungs are so good, I'm like shouting when I'm not even trying to shout. So anyway, Y'all can tell me to tone it down if I need to. Cassandra, is this 3 days in a row? Yes. Wow. I am so, that makes me so happy, guys. All right. Oh, I need to email you. I'd like to have a, whoever's doing the Exhale 2020 Challenge, I'd like to have a little check-in virtual party on the Thanksgiving Sunday. And we can show our calendars. Lindsay showed me hers the other day because her tree pose was so good. And I was like, oh, I want to see other people's too. So I know people are posting them, and that's wonderful. But it'd be nice to actually have a verbal, like, hear your voices and see your faces all together for that. So won't that be fun? I'll email you about it. Okay. You know what else I thought? I could have a New Year's Eve party with like 10 of my friends that live in different states this year. So why not just have some things? Like I'm going to, that's kind of the spirit of, well, let's just have a little Thanksgiving one. What are you going to be doing on Sunday, huh? I don't know. Okay, so let's do some yoga fun. Okay. Pick up the right foot in front of you, standing at Dini pose. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. That's where I went. I left the present moment. I made plans for some fun times. All right, now, look in the mirror at your left leg. Push the knee back until the leg is perfectly straight. No more, no less. Whole leg locked. Distribute the weight equally all over the left foot. Then when you inhale, right leg lift up slowly and gently until your entire right leg is parallel to the floor. Nice, Carolyn. Yes, good chest up, shoulders down. Now take a deep breath. Kick the right heel forward towards the wall in front of you. At the same time, you suck in your stomach away from the wall in front of you. So you create a stretch all over underneath the right leg. Looks good, Tiffany. Keep that cramp sensation on the top of both thighs as you bring elbows down, please. Elbows touch the sides of the calf muscle. And eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Super stomach in. I want top of the right thigh contracted. Now reverse. Nice elbows down, Amy. That was a far one. On the first set, feet together, arms down to the sides, please. Left leg lift up in front of you, round the spine forward on an exhale. Grab the foot exactly 2 inches below your toes, all 10 fingers included with the grip. At least make sure the thumbs are underneath the foot, even if they cannot be crossed. That's okay. A standing leg, solid concrete, like a lamppost. Then inhale, breathing. Left leg very slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. That's nice, Kim. Now just breathe smoothly right there. You're doing a lot. Take a nice inhale, kick the left heel forward. Good, Veronica. Top of the left thigh will contract, please, once the legs are locked. Hold that, then bring the elbows down. Squeeze upper thigh up and in all the way up to the hip joint. Elbows coming down. Looks good, Amy. Relax the shoulders. Absolutely freeze. Now try to reverse to get out of it. Arms straighten up, left foot down, stand tall. You probably don't have room for a side view, Kevin, there, so I could look at your left knee even on one set. Even if it's kind of diagonal, it'll just, I know it's a little awkward in there, but I can maybe see a little bit. All right, just do your best. Go ahead, pick up the right foot in front of you. Thank you. Rounding the spine forward. Grab the foot exactly 2 inches below the toes. Now, your standing leg, the other thing you can focus on, Kevin, is the foot. Focus on the foot and the upper inner thigh and hip and abdomen, not the knee. Now, it doesn't mean I don't want you to feel the knee, but I want you to put all the effort and strength into pushing the foot down, lifting upper inner thigh. Go ahead, you guys, to the first, second, third, fourth part. I want you to lift upper inner thigh and stomach up away from the foot and ankle, which are contracted, the foot pushing down to the floor. The ankle is going to feel locked. Lower calf muscle, upper thigh, everything quite distance from the knee is part of the leg locking. For three, suck in your stomach. Two, you can stay here or go a little further at the end. One, you can be done. All right. Last one. Take a nice deep breath. That looked good from the side, Kevin. I don't know what it felt like, but from what I can see, it looks good. Pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. So everybody, as part of locking the leg, it's not just pushing the knee back. Getting the knee straight is step one, but then there's plenty else. Left leg lift up and stretch forward. So standing leg, push the foot down. Feel the muscles of the foot, ankle, and lower leg contract, and the muscles of the upper thigh close to the hip contract. Once both legs are locked, go right ahead. Elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Once elbows go down below the calf muscle, exhale, breathing, tuck your chin to the chest. Looks good, Carolyn. Try to keep kicking forward. Keep the weight forward on the standing foot. Absolutely freeze. Now take your time to get out of it, please. Nice kicking, Tracy. Left foot down, arms down to the sides. Inhale as fully as you can. Exhale smoothly by the nose. All right. Kim, you're doing great. That's a 10-year super hard posture. Did you know that? Yes, really. I know. And you just finished it for the day. You don't have to think about it for the rest of the day. Standing bow, pulling pose. Bring your right hand up in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to your right. Grab your right ankle, holding from the inside. All five fingers together. Take your time. Left arm slides up in front of you, palm facing forward. Knees together, if at all possible. Now, take a deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling and begin. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Simultaneously, kick the right leg back and up. Imagine you're going to go and touch the mirror, Wendy. Stretch and slide all the way to the fingertips. I know, standing leg hip, we'll get it there. Just charge forward and kick up equally the same, everybody. Kick so much, your foot gets higher than the top of the head. Now, charging forward and locking the standing leg will bring the body weight forward to the base of the toes. But I want you to lift up here, Kevin, too, on the standing leg. You don't need to jam the knee back. Just charge forward, lock upper thigh muscles, foot and ankle muscles. So the ankle is at a 90-degree angle, the ankle joint 90-degree angle to the floor. It should not bow back. And that takes a lot of control, distant from the knee as well. Now bring the body down and kick. Keep the chin up and kick. Take a deep breath. Nice, Carolyn. Charge forward, kick up a little bit more. Change. Feet together. Arms down. Left hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Reach out to the left. Grab the ankle, holding from the inside, all five fingers together. Right arm slides straight up in front of you, palm facing forward. And bring the knees together, please. Now inhale. That's good, Kim. Charge forward on the right side. Simultaneously kick the left leg back. If you put the charging forward and kicking up at equal effort and you go for it, you will balance better. All right, without hesitation, oh, should I go forward more? Should I go back? No, none of that processing. Just, I am going to touch the mirror. I am going to kick the ceiling. And if I fall, I just grab the foot again and start again. Now, keeping standing leg locked. Front arm is better, Keith. Keep it up. Bring the body down. Good, Michelle, till abdomen's parallel to the floor. Keep coming down a little bit more until you almost wobble. Charge forward and kick now. Equally the same. Left shoulder back kick, right shoulder forward. Kick up once more. Change. Feet together, arms down to the side. Very nice. Any questions at all? Let's do it again. Right hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the right, hold the ankle from the inside. Bring the left arm up in front of you, palm facing forward. The entire left side of the body, I want you to stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling, and then go ahead for 20 counts. Charge forward, 19. Kick back, 18. Now kick up, 17, 16, 15. Take a deep breath. 14. Left shoulder. 13. Slides forward. 12. All the way to the fingertips. 11. Try to touch the front wall. 10. 9. Bring the body down. 8. Reach, Tammy. 7. Go and touch the wall. 6. All five fingers together. 4. You can do it. 3. Now kick the right leg up. 2. Come down and kick. 1. Very nice. Change again. There's so much fun stuff happening in standing bow pulling and stuff to work on. Left hand up, turn it out, grab the ankle. So if you get one thing in a day, that's more than enough. Grab the ankle from the inside, right arm up in front of you, palm facing the mirror. All right, start with the knees together. I want you to start with the right arm straight up towards the ceiling so you can stretch all of this chest, armpit, tricep up and then stretch it forward. 20 counts, look forward, 19, 18, nice, Melissa, 17, 16, 15, take a deep breath, 14, 13, push right fingertips, 12, towards the front wall, 11, little more right shoulder forward for 9, now kick up, Wendy, 8, left foot up, 7, left shoulder back, 6, that's better, 5, left shoulder back and kick for 3, keep kicking, 2, reach forward and kick, 1, excellent, feet together, arms down to the sides. Balancing stick is next. You can step back if you need room in front of you. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, interlace fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed, everybody chin up. Inhale, breathing, step onto the right foot, lock both legs, take a deep breath. Now, sucking in the stomach, bring your upper body down and left leg up. Sole of your left foot facing exactly the ceiling. That's a charge forward, Wendy. The weight to the toes and learning how to balance that way is going to make the hip even stronger. You're doing great. Come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up, stretch, and stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up, feet together. Keep your chin up so the neck is visible from the front view. Inhale, step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes pointed, chin up, Kate and Veronica, chin up. Look at your neck, look at your neck. Okay, now come down. Look at least 4 feet in front of you on the floor. Good standing leg, Kate. Now charge forward and push the back leg, toes to the back wall. Straighten the knee, stretch and stretch. One more stretch. Inhale, come up. Nice one. Feet together, take a deep breath. Arms down to the sides. Kevin, I haven't said much since standing head to knee, but you can use similar principles, although it will feel different, yes, in standing bow and balancing stick. Foot, ankle, and upper thigh. All right. And of course, P.S., suck in your stomach, except not on standing bow pulling. Okay. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, interlace fingers, release pointer fingers. Now, chin up. Everybody, if you've got a mirror there, I want you to look at your neck and see if the chin will go up more. Yeah, good, Tammy. Step onto the right foot. Now, do you feel where your chin, arms, and chest are? Don't change any of that. Chin up, Keith. Come down. The only joint you move is right standing leg hip joint. Everything else doesn't move at all. So every muscle is contracted to keep you in a straight line. Good, Melissa. Stretch forward. Go forward. Reach forward. Stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch and change. Come up. Good catch, Melissa. I love that when you almost fall, but then you don't because you figured it out. All right. Inhale. Step onto the left foot. That's the kind of thing that I want for Christmas. Come down, body down, right leg up. Look forward, chin forward. That's it, Kate. Don't let the chin drop. Keep the chin away from the chest the same amount. No more, no less. Only move the hip joint. That's it, Michelle. Charge forward. More weight to the toes, Michelle. Go touch the mirror. You're going to touch it. Go and touch it. Suck in your stomach. Stretch and stretch and stretch. Change. Come up. You guys are rocking it. Arms down to the sides. Wendy's like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, yes, you are. We're going to have a little fight here, meet you and me. Okay? You know, as part of my, I hate to even reduce it to a job description, but part of my job description is to argue with people's minds, right? But I love you, Wendy, but I'm going to argue with your mind, okay? All right, I'm glad we have a good understanding, okay? Step to the left side of the mat, feet together, toes and heels touching. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot, step out to the right, a big step, arms down parallel to the floor. I'm just imagining our little tiff, Wendy. She says, I can't. And I say, yes, you can. She said, no, I can't. And we go back and forth all day. Lock the legs, stretch your spine up. But in the meantime, go ahead, stretch forward. In the meantime, she still does all the postures. And she walks out of here feeling better. So it was a good 90 minutes, right? Okay. Grab the heels once you can't go any further. Stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. If you can't grab heels, you can grab the outsides of the feet. Grabbing underneath the toes is a start. Hands on the floor in front of the feet is a wonderful start. Hands on the thighs is necessary sometimes, but keep the legs locked, stretch the spine. Eventually down and try to touch your forehead to the floor right between the feet. Make sure legs are locked when you pull on the heels. Elbows go to the shins. Suck in your stomach, try to touch the forehead to the floor right between your feet. To get out of it, bring your arms out sideways, head up. Take your time standing, please. Moving the blood around, interestingly. Inhale, feet together, arms over your head. Arms down to the side. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot, step out to the right. Nice big step, arms parallel to the floor. Nice arms and reaching, Natalie. Good. Now lock the legs, stretch the spine up, and come forward. I can't see the best, Natalie, but maybe turn the toes in a little bit. But I trust you. I do trust you. Okay. Got it. So that's fine. It's turning the toes. And go ahead, you guys, do your posture. Does turning the toes in make it any worse? It does. Okay, fine. All right. We'll figure. Just do what you can do. Just keep. Yeah. Go ahead. Try the posture. But don't ever try to stretch your hamstrings, Natalie. I'm going to tell you this to everybody. You don't need to try to stretch the hamstrings. You just lock the upper thighs, suck in your stomach. And go to where you feel a little something, because it is a thing that can happen. All right, stretching the body down, hold it. Now bring the arms out sideways, head up. Very slowly come up. Once you're back up, feet back to the place, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. I'm glad you told me that, Natalie. I have some ideas for you. We don't have to talk about it now. Just do your class how you can do it. And I have some fun things for you to do. All right. Michelle knows what I'm talking about. Triangle pose is next. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. It took me until a couple months ago for my hamstring pain to go away. Big step out to the right, arms down parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up center of the chest. Good, Veronica. Now turn the right toes all the way out to your right. As soon as the foot is turned, sit down. Try to keep upper body up, Ramit, when you're sitting down. You correct it well, but try to keep it upright as you're sitting down. Okay, hips forward, arms back. Inhale, go ahead, please. Tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm down, left arm up. Push the right knee back with help of the right arm so you're aiming between the big and second toe. Left leg stays locked. Now turn your head, twisting the neck. Chin to the left shoulder. Look up. Try to look up at your left hand. Sit down a little bit more, pushing the right foot firmly to the floor. That's it. Outer left hip and thigh contract, left leg locked. Sit down a little more. Try to touch your toes. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up center of the chest and turn the left toes all the way out to your left, please. As soon as the foot is turned, now Wendy, turn this foot straight or in a little bit, not outward. Go ahead, bend the left knee and sit down. Yeah, go ahead, that looks good. Thigh parallel to the floor. Hips forward, arms back, inhale, breathing. Begin, please tilt your upper body to the left side. Left arm down, right arm up. Push the knee back with help of your elbow. Can you straighten left arm, Kate? There, nice. Oh, yes, the answer was yes. She can straighten the left arm. All right, now left shoulder down. Fingertips stretch down, upper body up, right shoulder up. There you go. Push the left foot firmly to the floor. Turn and twist just a little bit. Hold it. Nice job. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in, feet back to the place, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Jess, I forgot to say, like four postures ago, I lost your video completely. So if you're wondering why I haven't been talking to you, that's the main reason, because I can't see you. But it's okay. Keep practicing. If you want to leave and come back, fine. All right, second set, triangle posture. Do we have any birthdays today? Okay. It's not Cheryl's, because Cheryl's was Halloween. It's like arms over the head for Cheryl. Okay, arms over the head, everybody. It's like an auction. Don't move anything. Right foot step out to the right. All right, arms down parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. Looks good. Now, chest up, turn the right foot out. Try to keep your spine straight in the middle as you're sitting down. I know that you might not be able to. Bend the right knee. Get all the way down there. Now palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. Begin, please. Push the chin with the left shoulder. And now you're in triangle pose. Now it's really important to contract the legs, not just sit down to your flexibility. Push the knee back, Veronica, a little more. Now push the right foot firmly to the floor. Push the left foot firmly to the floor. Contract. Yeah, good, Natalie. Good upper body lifting. That's very nice. Try to touch the toes. Excellent. Inhale, breathing. Come up, stop in the middle. Right toes turn forward. Take a deep breath. Hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest and turn the left toes all the way out. You can sit down as soon as the foot is turned. Just keep two heels in one line. I see you, Jess. Hello. Good morning again. Palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Tilt your upper body. Push the chin with the shoulder. So you can think of, Natalie, pushing the left foot down. You did it yesterday, and you're getting better at it, too. It's a lot of strength, a lot of energy required. But if you take slow, deep breaths while you're doing it, you'll be able to hold it. So upper body up, away from both feet pressing down, especially left foot. And then top of the head stretching away from the right foot pressing down. You can twist a little more. Left arm, straighten it, Kate. Left shoulder down. Left arm. There you go. Sit down, touch the toes. Nice job. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes in, feet back to the place, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. That's a fun one. Kate's left arm is like the closest body part to me in this whole room. So I looked over and I was like, there's an elbow bending. There it is. All right. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Right foot step out. A big step. It's big. 3 feet is a big step. Turn on your heels to the right side, please. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, hips in one line. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, and you go down, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your chest or abdomen. Exhale, breathing and round the spine forward. Touch your forehead to the right knee. And if you cannot get the forehead to the knee, bend the knee up a little bit. That's it. Until it touches the forehead. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, back leg locked. That's good, Wendy. Suck in your stomach and squeeze upper inner thighs in as if they're kind of like a stomach sucking in. They squeeze inward and upward. Hold it. Good. Now pushing the feet down, lock the front leg. Inhale and slowly come up. Try to keep left hip forward. That's it. Yes. Turn all the way around. You did it. 185 degrees. That's a nice wide step, Kim. All right, right hip forward. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. See Kim's step? Come on, Kate. Your legs are longer than mine. Well, maybe they're about the same. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in. I wobbled so much this morning when I practiced because I actually took a 3.5-foot step. It was so hard. Tuck your chin, suck in your stomach, push the fingertips into the floor. This is great, you guys. Compression of the throat, however far you go in the posture. Back leg stays locked, back heel pressing to the floor. Keeping the chin tucked, straighten the front knee. Inhale, slowly come up, keeping right hip forward until you're standing again. All right, turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left and arms down to the side. Second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Cross only the thumbs, please. Right foot step out, 3 foot minimum to your right. Now, wherever you stepped, take 2 inches bigger step. Just try it. All right. Lean back onto the heels, turn on the heels, and face the right side of the room. Good turn, Veronica. Left hip forward so that you almost can't stand. You almost can't, but you just barely can. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. That's a good one, Amy. Go ahead, tuck your chin to the chest. Yeah. That's a good amount of challenge, Kate. All right, tuck your chin to the chest in terms of balance and your step. Stretch the hands forward beyond the toes. Bend the knee when needed. Looks great, you guys. That's good, Jim. Any amount of chin tucking. The other thing you can do, Jim, even if you don't round the spine anymore, is suck in your stomach and squeeze the upper inner legs towards each other, pressing the feet down, just like I talk about. Base of the front big toe down and back heel press to the floor. All right, everyone, lock the front leg, inhale, and come up. Arms with the ears. Yes, and it is almost impossible to get out of that without using some momentum. I know. Turn all the way around. Keep the wide step. So if it shrunk a little bit, go back to that I almost can't do it, please. All right, right hip forward, inhale, stretch up, and begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Now you don't have to worry about triangle being the hardest posture in the standing series. You're free of that. All right, suck in your stomach. It's all right. Just breathe smoothly. Maybe you can't do as much as you're used to intensity-wise with, say, the neck, but you can learn how to use the legs differently. See if you can shift more body weight, Marianne, to the front foot, any amount. Yeah, exactly. Now the hips have shifted forward, and that will help you getting and keeping the hips in the right place. All right, keeping the chin tucked. Make sure you don't use any momentum or pressure off the floor to get up. Just slow motion, come on out of it. Awesome. Okay, once you're standing, turn and face the front. Feet together, arms down to the side. Stand and breathe. Now it is time for tree pose. Stand on the mat where you started, please. Toes and heels together. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Pick your right foot up as high as it goes. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Heel all the way up to the very top of the thigh. You can grab the front of the ankle with the right hand, underneath at the toes with the left. Now, once you can get your heel to the top of the thigh, then only, and very slowly, bring the right knee down and push it back to get 2 knees in one line from the side. Hips a little forward. Lock your standing leg and stretch your whole spine, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. If you can balance here comfortably, bring the right hand in front of the chest. If you can still balance there without the foot slipping, bring the left hand up. Stretch the spine up again. Maybe right hip can drop, Lindsay, a little bit on this side. Yep, and now lift up the chest. Very nice. Change, please, everybody. Right foot down and arms down. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Cassandra, when I look at you, you're actually standing in the room here on my podium, how I first met you. Yes, so that's I'm kind of dreaming while I'm awake today. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Once your heel goes all the way to the top of the thigh, very slowly, gently bring the knee down and back. Now, Keith, just like that standing postures where you sucked in the stomach, do that here, rib cage expanding, drop the left shoulder. Now, left hand can come up in front of the chest. But breathe like you're breathing in for pranayama, not the noise, not the movement, but the stomach in part of it, the lifting up of the spine part of it. Go ahead with the other hand if the foot doesn't slip. Hands palms together in front of the chest. Beautiful. Change again. Left foot down and arms down for a moment. Now, for toe stand, start in tree pose. So right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Anywhere in the top 5 or 6 inches of your thigh is high enough for toe stand. If it's not quite ready yet, just wait until it is. All right. Now, look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward. You can have a slight knee bend on the way down, Kevin. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Shift your body weight to the fingertips. Lower your hips down to the heel. And if you can sit down all the way, then bring your arms around all the way to the sides, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. That's good, Nelly. Suck in your stomach. Stretch the spine straight up towards the ceiling. Both knees press down. First, you can bring the left hand in front of the chest. If still you can balance there, bring the right hand up. That's good, Tiffany. Drop the elbows and shoulders. Lift up chest. Suck in the stomach. That's good. Now, hands to the floor in front of you. Toe stand, push your hips up. Stand up in tree pose, please. You can grab the foot on the way up. Perfectly fine. Finish tree pose looking straight ahead. Change, please. Right foot down and arms down for a moment. Last one. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Look at the floor about 4 or 5 feet in front of you. Bring the upper body slowly forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor. Take your time. Shift your weight to the hands and sit down. That looks good, Kate. You could walk your hands more forward when you're getting ready to sit down. Then arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Before you bring the hands up, get your spine straight, stomach in, breastbone lifted, knees down. That's it. Then you can bring a hand up, or you can just keep the arms down to the side and figure out how to balance, how to lift the spine, how to suck in your stomach while balancing on just a few inches of your body. All right, hands to the floor in front of you. Push the hips up. Come back up to tree pose. Take your time. If you need a moment, that's fine. Finish up in tree pose, looking straight ahead. And please change. Left foot down, arms down. It is time for Savasana. That was a great warm-up. If you need a little water, fine. If you need to adjust your camera, then now is a great time. Yeah, can you pull it closer to the edge, Tiffany, like yesterday. Thanks. Can you lift your angle, Cheryl, just a small amount up? Camera angle just up a bit. I'll tell you when. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Marianne, that looks great. Melissa and Jim, Keith, yay. Natalie's is good. Lindsay's is good. Jess, that's Jess, your floor posture view is always just fine. I still was looking at your ceiling in standing separate legs, head to knee. So err on the side of lowering your camera on the standing postures, Jess. we'll figure it out. It'd be nice if there are a way to have like a bookmark of where and angles, you know, when we set this up, but I'm not sure how to create that. All right, take a few deep breaths in and out. Abdomen completely relaxed. Arms completely relaxed. Maybe a little lower, Carolyn, angle if you can. I can see a lot of the shower, but not a lot of you. Which, you have a nice shower, but okay, that's great. That's perfect. Thank you. A little higher, Cassandra. Yeah, that's good. It would have been okay, but this is better. Few more breaths here. Concentrate on your breathing. And now is a great time to just watch, where am I going when I leave the present moment? Just watch. Can be kind of like what's on the television screen. But when you watch a television show, you aren't the show, right? You're watching the show. You're watching the situation. But you're out there, right? It's not all that different from what I'm asking. wind removing pose, Pavana Muktasana. Right leg lift up. Interlace all 10 fingers, thumbs included, with a deeply interlaced grip. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Suck in your stomach and slowly bring your chin down towards the chest. Eventually back of the neck flat on the floor. Now, if the left calf muscle is not touching the floor, gently flex the left foot back from the ankle, but keep the right foot and ankle completely relaxed. Change. Right leg down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up. Interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, elbows in close to the sides of the body. Shoulders on the floor the best you can and away from the ears. If the right calf muscle is not touching the floor, you can flex the right foot back from the ankle. Left leg stays totally relaxed so you can pull it down. Now tuck the chin a little more, eventually back of the neck flat on the floor. Change. Left leg lower down. Bring the arms down for a moment, please. Inhale, both legs lift up together. Try it. Grab your elbows each other a couple of inches below the knees. Get a nice tight grip, compact position, feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Bring your head back to the floor if you needed to lift it. Suck in your stomach and slowly bring your chin down towards your chest. Look down towards the knees or the chest as low as possible, down the center line of the body to eventually get the back of your neck flat on the floor. Change. These look great. Everybody relax in Savasana, heels together. Arms down to the sides. Inhale, breathing. Exhale smoothly and slowly by the nose. Your control of exhalation is quite important. And in class and not in class, it's important. So just also observe your exhales, if they're flying out, if they're not happening, and just try to do them on purpose. All right, let's do second set. Right leg lift up. Interlace the fingers, crossing the thumbs. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Looks good, Carolyn. Elbows in close, both shoulders on the floor, chin down, pull. And then you absolutely freeze. To really freeze and to really have stillness in the posture, you are 100% concentrating on what you're doing in the present moment. So if you realize that you left, then you can just try again to focus on something that you're doing right now. Change. Right leg down, arms down. Left leg lift up, please switch. Interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs, pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. You do not need to analyze why you went where you went when you left the present moment. Okay, you have something in front of you to focus on now. Just interlace fingers. Concentrate on your breathing. Suck in your stomach, bring the chin down. Any of these things, focusing on any of them, even just one of them, will put you in the present moment. Change. Left leg lower, down, arms down. Immediately, both legs lift up. But here's the thing, when you can focus on all of them at once, okay, so your grip, you grab elbows or forearms or hands, head on the floor, sucking in the stomach, and breathing. So that's a few things here to concentrate on. Not even just one body part sensation or contraction or stretch or breathing. You have several here to keep you quite occupied in the present moment. Suck your stomach in, bring the chin down, eventually entire spine will be flat on the floor. Change, arms and legs down, heels together. Now we rest again. Breathe in with relaxation of the abdominal wall and slowly exhale by the nose. For the sit-up, feet together, flexed, legs locked, arms over the head, please cross your thumbs, take a deep breath, hold it, keeping the heels on the floor, sit up, grab your toes, head to the knees, exhale, double jerk. All right, now turn around, please, for cobra pose. Lie down on your front side, hands underneath the chest, all five fingers together on each hand, middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, and pinky fingers in line with outside of the deltoids there. Now, glue the hands, palms firmly down, elbows stick up, legs and feet together. Keep the feet on the floor. Hips and thighs contract throughout the posture. Inhale, breathing. Look up towards the ceiling and lift up, please. Come up halfway. So that means belly button stays on the floor, but everything above it is in the air. Make sure feet don't slide. So feet are anchored to the floor, hands, palms glued to the floor. Inhale, look up. Inhale, lift up. Elbows stretch down and back towards the hips. Look for the wall behind you. Change. Bring the chin down. Straighten your arms. Turn your head to the right. Second set, hands underneath the chest. Back to the place. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Not turning in, not turning out. Can you get your elbows up any higher, Tiffany, in this setup? Maybe the hands could slide back a half inch towards your feet, yeah? And then elbows, that's good with the elbows. Now drop your shoulders down to touch your fingertips. Not squeezing shoulders, yeah, there you go. Okay, now everyone lock the legs. Hands and feet are committed, glued to the floor. Inhale, look up and lift up without letting the feet slide. So you got to squeeze upper thighs quite a bit. You really feel it when you really lock the legs. Legs are not going anywhere. Inhale, press hands down. Good lifting, Tracy. Now elbows reach down and back for the hips. Inhale, lift up the chin. Take the back of the head and press it towards your lower spine. Nice one. Change again. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms down straight. Turn your head to the left. Locust poses next. Turn your hands over so the palms are down. Arms underneath the body now. Pinky fingers touching side by side. Rest of the fingers, however, not touching each other at all. They're spread apart as wide as possible. Bring the chin forward, neck flat. Push your arms to the floor from the fingertips all the way to the shoulders and lift your right leg up, please. Begin. Come up to a 45-degree angle, knees straight, toes pointed. Push the hands down. Push shoulders down. Push the chin forward, look forward, hold it. Good, right leg lower down, relax it. You can do another chin forward. Lock the left leg, point the toes, lift up the left leg. You can separate hands wider, Kim, if that helps you spread the fingers apart wide. Absolutely no problem, all right? That's fine. Lock the leg, everybody, lift it up. Come up, Kate, lift up, come up, lift up, come up, hold it. Good, left leg lower down. And even still wider, Kim, if you need to when you do it next. All right, now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. It's a lot at first, okay, for wrists and elbows. All right, everybody mouth on the towel, readjusting hands so that you can lift both legs up. Begin, please. Everybody come up. Everybody lift up. Push the hands down. Bring the legs up. Push the arms down. Squeeze the legs together. Lift your upper thighs for three. A little bit higher, two. You got it, Kate, all the way up. One. Change again. Awesome. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Do you feel some pain in the arms, Kim, or does it just feel stuck? Okay, like all over or in a particular place? Okay. This is medicine for tight wrists and forearms. So like I said, though, see, right here, you can look at, even if you, one set, bring them all the way out so you can push them to the floor, and then another set, try to bring them in. But it's important that the thumbs are out, so wherever you can do it. And then eventually, like day by day, week by week, they'll come in. Okay, second set, everybody, flip the hands over, palms down, bring your arms underneath the body. The best thing for your nerves, though, is to have, fingers wide like that. Okay, chin on the floor, look forward. Lock the right leg and lift up. Everybody, 10 counts, go up, 9, 8. Leg locked, 7, lift up and hold at 6. Don't let it drop, 5, 4. Push hands down, 3. That looks so good, Kim, 2. Lift a little higher, 1. Change again. That is beautiful. Lock the left leg, lift up, 10, go up, 9, 8, knees straight, 7, 6, push hands down, 5, 4, push shoulders down, 3, lift up, 2, a little bit higher, 1, change again, left leg down, turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Now, at this point, you could try half inch closer to each other with your hands because you've stretched them out on the one-legged part. Now, inhale, breathing, mouth on the towel, lift up both legs, everybody, 10 counts, go up, 9, 8, looks good, Lindsay. 7, 6, push hands down. 5, 4, a little bit higher. 3, you can do it. 2, come all the way up, hips up. 1, lower the legs. Nice one, Marianne. Take the arms out of the stretch and pressure. Once the legs are down, turn your head to the left. Full locust poses next. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Thumbs with index fingers. Now legs and feet together, just like cobra. It's like you have one leg. Does not separate into two. Inhale, breathing, begin, please. Lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones are touching the floor. Everybody look up. Everybody come up. Inhale, squeeze legs together. Try to get the legs a little higher. You got it, Ina. Go straight up with the arms for 5. Inhale, 4. Another inhale, 3. Lift up the chin, 2. Now exhale, come up more. 1. Change again. Good holding, Melissa. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Second set begin. Chin on the floor. Arms out to the sides. Arms look great, Cheryl. You're going for it. Somewhere along the way, we lost Tammy. But she said she has country internet, so she usually just keeps on going by herself. All right. Or grabs a class, an audio class. All right. Legs and feet together. Everyone inhale. Lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, legs. For 15 counts, I want you to go up and figure out the breathing. 14. 13. Go up to your edge. 12. That's it. 11. And then figure out 10. Normal breathing. 9. 8. Lift the chin up. 7. Take a deep breath. 6. Push your hands. 5. Out to the sides. 4. Another inhale. 3. Now as you exhale, last, come up one more. 1. Come down, please. Chin, hands, and feet gently land. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. How's it going in here, guys? Good? The humidity hasn't let up at all, has it? It's so cozy. All right. It's perfect. I checked it. It's perfect. Bend your knees. Grab the feet from the outside. You're like, what? How is this perfect? Grab the feet from the outside. It is perfect. And it's perfect out there where you guys are too. And it would be perfect at many conditions, but it truly is perfect. All right, grab the feet just below the toes. That's a good grip, Wendy. Just don't be tempted to bend the wrists. All right, squeeze the feet, but push the inner wrists in towards each other. You see what I'm doing with my wrists? Look in the mirror. Well, you might not see yours yet. That's better. They're going to push in and straighten. Now go ahead, everybody, kick up and look up. Kick up. Now, yeah, let the shoulders totally open and relax. Push your knees up, push the thighs up, and kick continuously. Roll forward. Once you get the thighs up high enough, you can just stay forward on the abdomen. Push your hands and feet up together. Wrists push in towards each other. That's it. Now kick up a little bit more. Look up towards the ceiling. Nice. Come down. Tracy and Wendy, those are good ones. Arms down, turn your head to the right. Did you feel that? What I was explaining to Wendy was when she grabs the feet, there is a little bit of bending of the wrist in, if you happen to be looking at the screen. And then I asked her to go like this. If you push this part of the wrists on each hand in, instead of, you know, sometimes we tend to hold the foot like this because we don't want to lose the foot. We're like, oh gosh, but do you see what happened to my shoulders when I did that? So if you push the wrists in and up like this, then it will help you let the shoulders, chest, and upper arms stretch, relax, really. Okay, let's try again. So you can give it a try. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold the feet from the outside. Just below the toes. So if you can see yourself, you can watch. Bend the wrists how we're not doing it, and then push inner wrists towards each other. It will help the whole inner arm stretch. All right, so start to kick and look up. If you want to look in the mirror and see what your wrists are doing, go for it. Push the inner surface of each wrist towards the center, towards each other. You just have to squeeze with the fingers. That's all that you need for the grip. Now kick up for 10, lift the chin, 9. Good kicking, AP, 8. Kick the knees up, 7. 6, that's good, Kate, 5. Knees half inch closer to each other, 3. Knees and ribs lift, 2. Keep kicking up, 1. Change again. Very nice. Arms down. Turn your head to the left. Come up to the top of the mat, please. Fix firm poses next. Sit on the heels for a moment, knees and feet together. You can start the posture right away. Lift your hips up, separate your feet, lower your hips to the floor. Exactly between the heels. Make sure the feet point straight back behind you, not turning out especially. If you can sit comfortably on the floor, you can start to go back. If your knees or feet hurt, feel free to separate the knees as wide as you like. If you're going back, put the hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs on the inside. Lean back onto one elbow at a time. Head to the floor, back of the head, eventually shoulders and whole upper body relax on the floor. Then grab your elbows, bring them over the head. Push elbows and forearms into the floor, and now bring your chin down towards the chest. Lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling. If your knees feel all right, you can bring the knees back together. Just make sure the knees never come up off the floor. Hold here. The stillness does matter, however far you go. Hands to the soles of the feet. Push yourself up, spine straight in the middle, chin down. Good, turn around, relax on your back as soon as you can. Now you just let the posture, I was going to say cook, let the cookies cook, all right? You put in all the inputs, and now you just wait. Let them turn into cookies from cookie dough. It's not your business anymore, okay? The posture's going to take care of you, going to take care of itself, going to take care of the body. Really, without your involvement. Your involvement is being present in the posture. And then when you're not in the posture, just being aware and, I guess, present with. I don't want to sound cheesy, but you feel that you're breathing while you're breathing. You feel that you're lying down on the floor while you're lying down on the floor. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set. Go ahead, sit up at the top of the mat on your heels, knees and feet together. So it's like you know what you're doing as you're doing it. You realize what you're doing as you're doing it. Go ahead, sit down, then go back, hands to the feet, elbows to the floor, head to the floor, shoulders. Cassandra's first set was so nice. I was watching you. She was so still. And from my view, you look relaxed and you looked like you were concentrating. Now, I don't know for sure, but it looked like it. But she wasn't going back at all, you guys. But I could see it, at least I thought I could. She was just in the posture, holding stillness. So I know you're going to try the posture. You're going to try the right way. You're going to push yourself. I know all that. Try to just hold stillness for a couple of breaths, though. All right, you can come up, hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Lift up the chest, spine straight. Come up in the middle, chin down last. Nice, Carolyn. Turn around, relax on your back. I love all of your sunlight coming in your windows. That's so nice. Feet together, flex, lock the legs, arms overhead. Inhale, breathing, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, push out as much air as you can, head to the knees. All right, not second set. We have tortoise posture to do. Turn around, sit on your heels, knees and feet together towards the back of the mat. No gap underneath ankles. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Now keep the chin up, just like balancing stick. It doesn't drop. Bring the upper body forward, keeping the chin up. Trying to keep the hips on your heels and stomach in all the way down. Touch your forehead to the floor. Side edges of the pinky fingers touching the floor and wrists in the air. So inhale, slide the hands forward or walk them forward one by one until elbows lock. Shoulder blade scapula coming forward out of the body a little bit. Take another deep breath, sucking in the stomach. Lift your wrists up. Rib cage expands and then slowly exhale. Good. Now one more inhale, stretch forward. Lift your arms up, head up. Come all the way out of the posture. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Let's do the sit-up, please. Feet together, flex, lock the legs, arms overhead, inhale, breathing, and come up, please. Exhale forcefully, head to the knees, double jerk. All right. Second set, half tortoise posture, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Inhale, breathing with the stomach in, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs. Inhale, push the fingertips up to the ceiling. Try to keep hips on the heels. Slowly come forward. Go as slowly as you need to. Hold the stomach in. You can walk the hands forward if you need to. Hold the stomach in. Take a few deep breaths. Holding the stomach in so the rib cage expands. Total spine stretches and beyond the spine all the way to the fingertips. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms and head together, trying to keep the hips on your heels. Very nice. Arms down to the side. Turn around, relax on your back. Cassandra, did you do a sit-up that bothered you? No. Okay. I just looked up and it looked like you're hurting. Legs and feet together, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, hold it. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, breathing, head to the knees. Stand up on the knees, camel posture. Backward bending, very, very healing for the spine. So stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between the feet. Put your hands up on the hips like they're in the back jeans pockets or a little higher. Good. Now take a deep breath. Push your hips forward. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Now breathe very smoothly. Go back halfway. Stop in the middle. Right hand down. Grab the right heel. Thumb on the outside. Four fingers inside. Then left hand down. Grab the heel. Thumb on the outside. Four fingers inside. Take a deep breath. Now exhale. Push your hips forward. You can push the feet down, Wendy, a little bit. Push your stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. That's good. So you can push the upper body back. That's good, Tracy. Push the chin back. Look for the floor behind you. Now bringing the hands up one at a time. Inhale. Push the hips straight forward. Lift up the chest. Bring the chin down last. Nice one, Nina. Take your time. Once you're out of it, turn around. Relax on your back. Great, Cassandra. Take as long as you want and then just have a seat. You don't need to turn around and lie down if it takes, you know, or causes pain. If it takes too much time or causes too much pain to turn around, I've had classes where it takes me a minute to turn around and lie down on my back, so I might take one or two of those in the whole floor postures, right? And then it's like, oh, I'm just going to sit because I want to do the next posture. And Cassandra, I'm going to have you do camels instead of the two rabbits, okay? Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, take a deep breath in, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, double jerk, head to the knees. Second set of camel posture, stand up on your knees, 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between the feet. Bring your hands to the hips or lower back, fingers pointing down. Inhale, push the hips forward, lift up center of the chest and the chin, and go back halfway. I want you to push the head back so it gets closer to your lower spine, even before you grab heels. Do all of your back bend before you let go with your hands, and then one hand can come down, or you can keep the hands there if you must. Then the other hand down. If you have hands down, seal each palm on each heel. That's it, Kate. Push the palms into the heels, but push your hips forward so you're not leaning any body weight. You're actually pulling on the heels. Nice one, Michelle. Keep pushing hips forward. Push the face back. Look for your toes. Bring the hands up one at a time. Inhale, push the hips forward, chest up. Ooh, by the fourth one, Cassandra, it's going to feel nice. I'm not going to say it's going to be totally fixed, but even just between first and second one, it's nice. I'm sure you've heard me talk about Cassandra, but when I had the fractured vertebrae, the only time I was not in pain, it was when I was doing a back bend. Every other minute of 24/7, pain. But backbend was relief. So there are a lot of situations where that's the case. Okay, I'm not saying it'll make your knee pain. You know, I'm not saying it'll fix absolutely everything in the world, but there's a good chance it's going to help the spine and pelvis. All right, feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead, inhale, breathing, sit up. Grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head to the knees. If anyone would like to be in solidarity with Cassandra and do a third camel, I know some of you will say yes to that. You can join us. Otherwise, I'm going to teach rabbit posture. All right, sit on the heels at the back of the mat. It's really up to you. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Tuck your chin to the chest. That's it, Kim. Mm-hmm. Round the spine forward. Touch your forehead to the knees. Top of the head automatically touching the floor. Lift up the hips. Roll forward like a wheel. So hips come up until your arms, elbows are straight. That's it. You may walk the knees right, left towards the head, and then hold still. That's it, Tracy. Hips up, roll forward. Now, you have some weight on the head, but no more than 30% of the body weight on the head. Tracy, that's great. Squeeze heels in, suck in your stomach. Hips go up, hold it. Change, please. Lower the hips down to the heels. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Release your grip. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms overhead, inhale, sit up, and then you exhale. Double jerk, head to the knees. All right. I was going to say fourth set, so it's either fourth camel or second set of rabbit posture. Sit on the heels, grab the soles of the feet. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and begin, please. There are actually four sets of camel in this class. I just, You got to be ready for me to take you there. Go ahead, forehead to the knees. You just sneak them in. You sneak in four camels into the regular Bikram class. I'll help you when you're ready, all right? Lift up your hips, roll forward. Suck in your stomach. Good, Veronica. Kim, that's great, okay? Just careful that you don't roll onto the back of the head. Now, what? Yeah, that's fine. I want you to get more of the palm on the heel, Kim. Yep. And now squeeze your heels towards each other a little bit. Your head is good. You can have some weight on the head. I want the head pressing a little bit. Squeeze your heels towards each other. Yes, lift your hips up away from the feet, which are pressing down, and away from the head, which is also pressing down. Excellent change. Lower the hips back down. Do the heels. Inhale, breathing, come up. Awesome. Yes. Wasn't that a good one? Looked like a great one to me. How are things with Wendy? Okay. Have you been reading the book, Wendy? Not yet. Okay. I think I emailed you all last night. Did I? That seems like a week ago. I dreamt I went to Hawaii, and I was stopping at a friend's house in New York City on the way, and I think I really did go because yesterday seems like a week ago. So I'm not tan, though, so maybe didn't quite happen. All right, so I emailed you. So you can join anytime reading the book. Okay, feet together, flex. Lock the legs, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up. Grab the toes. Exhale, breathing. Head to the knees. All right, next we have head to knee pose. Sit facing forward. Right leg out corner-wise. Bend your left knee. Create pressure between sole of the left foot and your inner right thigh. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out. Grab your right foot a couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. And then you round the spine. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in. Forehead to the right knee. Good, Tracy. I almost said turn your toes back, but then she did it before I got it out of my mouth. That's awesome. That's how it goes. Push the knee down with your forehead. Good, Veronica. Now hold it. Don't fix anything. Just breathe. Don't fix anything. You only breathe. Inhale, breathing, come up. That's stillness when you stop fixing things. All right, left leg out. I know you need to fix things for a long time. I get it. I'm not saying don't ever. Turn your upper body to the left, grab the foot. But at a certain point, in each posture, pull the toes back, flexing the foot from the ankle, chin to the chest, head to the knee. At that certain point, you just stay there. Push the knee down with the forehead once they're together. Make sure the knee does not go away from the forehead. That's good shoulders, Marianne. Now you can bring elbows down and in a little bit towards the calf muscle. That's it. Suck in your stomach, push the knee down. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you, everybody. Lie back for your sit-up. Take a deep breath in, hold it, and sit up, please. Grab the toes. All right, first two fingers, slide all the way around each big toe, thumbs on top, and they close the grip. Walk your hips back, right, left, several times, traveling backwards on the mat to eventually get both legs straight. Now, look in the mirror, please. Chest up. Pull your big toes back, flexing the feet from the ankles. Take a nice deep inhale, suck in your stomach. Push the knees down until the legs are straight. They might not be straight yet, but you just push them down until you feel stretching all over underneath the legs. Once the legs are locked, heels come off the floor, in the air, then stretch your upper body forward. You can keep looking forward, Kim. If you focus on this center part of the chest here and bring that forward, if anything, but keep the shoulders relaxed, that's good. Push the knees down, hold it here, that's it. Contract tops of the thighs like rocks. All right, inhale, breathing, come up. That's a good work. Did you breathe while you were doing all that? I think I forgot to breathe. I know, that's what happens. What's amazing about that, Kim, is you did those things and sure, you forgot to breathe. We've all done it and we're going to keep doing it. It just happens. But what happens next is you do those things and then you keep the breathing smooth. So you can do all of it. It just takes practice. You can do all the hard things that I'm shouting at you in the moment in such calm, in such stillness, and with such good breathing. It's amazing. Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms overhead, inhale, breathing, sit up, please, grab the toes, exhale. All right. I was thinking, am I really shouting? I'm just excited. I guess it's like I'm shouting at you in an excited way. Right leg out. Yay, Wendy! I'm like cheerleader shouting. Right leg out, left leg in. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Go ahead, reach out, grab the foot. Pull the toes. Flex the foot from the ankle. Exhale, chin to the chest, head to the knee. Once you have forehead to the knee, push the knee down. That's good, Jim. You can push the hands into the floor and suck in your stomach. Perfectly fine. Keeping compression of the throat. Everybody, hold it. Inhale, come up. Looks good, Jess. Left leg out, right leg in. Turn your upper body to the left. Go and grab the foot. 2 inches below the toes. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle and forehead to your left knee. Push the knee down with your forehead. Roll in just enough. The rolling in is with the upper body to get the shoulders in one line. And then you press the right knee down, but I want you to keep 2 hips equally on the floor. So you have to just only roll in enough to keep both hips down, equally pressing to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. Inhale, breathing. Once you're back there and come up, exhale, double dirt, grab the toes. All right, you can scoot your hips back again, right, left, 5, 10 times to get the legs straight. Now chest up, look forward, flex the feet from the ankles, all 10 toes turn back. I want you to pull the big toes towards your belly button. All right, as much as they'll go. Take a deep breath, chest up, stomach, and begin, please. If your legs are already locked, upper body slides forward as you exhale. Hold still when you inhale, and exhale, stomach in. Press elbows out. Tiffany, look at your wrists. I want you to figure out wrists perfectly straight. It's like the opposite, not elbows in. Elbows stay out. Push the wrists out enough. That's better. Push the wrists out enough. Now stay there. Hold it. Drop the shoulders. Take one more inhale. Exhale. Breastbone slides forward. Pull the toes and breastbone towards each other, getting less and less space there. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. Hold it, Tiffany. Don't move. Keep breathing. Hold it. Okay, change. I got a screenshot for you. Turn around. Relax on your back. I don't know. I might have an old one. I take them here and there, and they just sit in my, I know I have like 290 screenshots. Okay, just on this machine. That's after the Chromebook from April, May, June. Anyway, I bet we have some old ones. In retirement, I will go sort through all of those. All right, feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, take a deep breath in, sit up, please, grab the toes. Maybe on the beach in Hawaii, I'll sort through those posture pictures. All right, have spine twisting posture. Bend your left knee on the floor in front of you. Cross the right foot over, heel touching the knee. Inhale, left arm stretches up, try to touch the ceiling, cross it over your right knee, push the knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down, try to grab the left knee with the left hand, but if you can't reach it, grab the mat or the edge there of the towel. Bring your right arm behind you, hand on your back, palm facing out. Inhale, lift up center of the chest, and turn your head all the way to the right. Try to keep the right hip down, both hips equally on the floor. Inhale, sit up as straight as you can. Good, Wendy, drop the shoulders and twist. Chin beyond where you think you can go. A little more twist and twist, stomach in, twist. Untwist the spine, looks very good. Undo the arms, switch the legs, right leg under. Cross your left foot over. Heel touching the knee, right toes point back. Inhale, breathing, right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the left knee. Push the knee back. Turn the hand over. Palm down. Grab your right knee or grab the floor or mat there next to the knee. Now sit up straight. Left hip down. Left arm behind you. Hand on the back. That's it, Tiffany. Lean a little bit forward and to your left. There. Even with upper body. And then you can twist. Left arm behind you. Turn your head to the left. Look past the left shoulder. Drop both shoulders down. Good, Michelle, with the shoulders. Inhale, sit up tall. Exhale, twist, keeping the chest lifted. Twist, one more exhale, twist. Untwist the spine. Outstanding. Undo the arms and then the legs. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock the legs, arms overhead. Inhale all the air you can and then sit up. Exhale all of it. As forcefully as you can. All right, let us exhale together, everybody. Sitting on the heels, knees and feet together. Place your hands on the thighs, elbows locked. Elbows locked helps you not only keep the spine straight, but to kind of brace the rib cage. All right, so kind of squeeze arms into the rib cage, and let's begin. Exhale, 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 exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Look straight ahead. Exhale, exhale. Shoulders down. Exhale, exhale. Everybody chest up. 3, 4. 1, 2. That looks good, Ina. 3, 4. Chest up, Veronica. A little bit more. Sit up straighter. Move your belly. Exhale, 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 exhale. As quickly as you can. I want the same pace, Tiffany, but exhale quicker. pull the belly in faster and let it out faster, but stay on my claps. Exhale, exhale. So it goes in and out very quickly. One, two, three, four. That looks good, Keith. Keep the chest up. Exhale, 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 exhale. Now just a little bit stronger towards the end. Can you get a little bit more air out? Looks good, Ramit. Forceful, complete exhale for five, four, three, two, one. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. So you really want to keep spine straight, rib cage braced, so you can move the belly quickly. Let's begin. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Exhale on each clap. Five, six, seven, eight. Good, Keith. Keep the chest up. Looks good, Cassandra. Good pace. Shoulders stay down. Belly goes in and out right away. And why I want you to do it quick on the slow one is because that's what you need to keep up here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Everybody chest up. Spine lifted. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. If you miss one or two, just join in again. All right, a little more shoulders down, Kim, chest up. You can do it. Chest up, shoulders down for five, four. That's good. Three, chest up, shoulders down, two, one. All right, you did it. Awesome, you guys. Turn around, relax on your back. Beautiful practice, everybody. Wow. Just wow. Force of asana. As soon as you can, lie down on your back. Separate your feet a little bit. Arms out to the sides. Nelly, I'd be happy if you want to email me and let me know about your hamstring situation, which leg and what happened and what irritates it. I will be able to help you a ton, at least to some degree, if you think of doing that. That would be great. All right, everyone, concentrate on your breathing. Complete relaxation of the abdominal wall, complete relaxation of arms and legs, neck, spine, everything, especially face and jaw. And when you happen to leave the present moment, just watch, observe, and where do you go? Just have that little gap, the little space between you and the thought. That's called yogi. Wonderful class, everybody. Stay here a little longer if you wish. I'll end the meeting so you can have your wonderful savasana. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone. Beautiful class.